Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know it's that time. What's going on, Shazam? You in the house?
Yeah, I'm in the house today. I scram.
Yes. Oh, my God. Today was my first day back at work. I took a 2-week vacay right? And I wouldn't say it was a vacation per se, because I was working on the vacation, you know, trying to, you know, you tell yourself, oh, I'm on vacation, it's going to be good. The first week exam, it was, I was running back and forth trying to work on my organization, get it together. Then, so Monday came for the second week, and I was like, I'm about to, you know, this week going to be off the chair. I'm going to vacation for real. Started raining. It just started raining. I was like, are you serious? I mean, and then it would slow up, right? It would ease up. The sun would come out. And then by nightfall, it was back. And I was like, what manner of evil is this? You know, what is happening? Then somebody, and I love positive people sometimes. This person, oh, don't be mad, you know. This is beautiful. We need the rain. Hey, not right now. Not right now. Not right now.
Yeah,
I don't need it.
Make it.
I don't need it. And then plus, I've been binging so much till I know I have a problem. And I was trying not to be in the house. That was the whole point, you know. I mean, besides my follow-ups from being in the hospital or whatever, I was like, okay, Jeannie, you're watching too much TV, like, for real. But I was yet watching TV. Watching it, you know. Yeah. So what's been going on with you?
Oh, nothing. Just working.
Working.
Just working and playing with the babies. That's pretty much it.
How was Mother's Day?
Mother's Day was cool. It was cool. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't do anything. We just, by noonish, I had done everything I needed to do, and we were just chilling.
Yeah, I get so upset with people, not upset literally, like it doesn't affect my life, but I get upset with people when they say stuff like, oh, you're supposed to celebrate mothers every day. And my reply to this type of thing is, you must not have no money, or you must not like your mom. You must, because why are you mad at a day? You know, it's just really, you're supposed to celebrate your mother every day, but we at work, you know, or
right.
we take kids to school, or we doing stuff. So Mother's Day just, you know, gives me that time to focus in, you know, on her. You know, it's just like, it's like people do Christmas and people say, well, you're supposed to, Jesus reason for every season. Okay, listen, calm down. Don't be a party pooper. You know, but it's what they do. It's what they do.
So while you were binge watching, did you watch anything good?
Oh my God. And I'm gonna throw this shameless plug in. If y'all go to mygospelsoul.com, I have some shows on there that I have been watching. Matter of fact, I'm going to go there now because I've watched too many. And it's sad. It really is. But we're going to try it. Let's see. Now, one I do want to talk about is Queen Charlotte, but I don't know than if you've watched it yet.
No, I haven't. I started it, but I haven't watched. I'm like only halfway through the first episode.
Oh, I can't talk about it. Okay, let me find something else, girl. Oh, let me tell you, this one is an old one that I just didn't even catch. I paid no attention to it. I think it's on Prime or Netflix, one of them. And it's called Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see Bloodline, I'm thinking it's going to be like some kind of horror situation. I'm not going to get into it. So I had ran out of binge, you know, because I got to have at least a good 5-6 episodes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked on Bloodline. Bloodline was good. It was about a family that lived on an island. Mom and dad had a bed and breakfast. They had, like, you know, where people that come in, they, you know, stay at Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And so the son, one of the sons was a sheriff. Another one of the sons owned a boat yard or whatever they call it, whatever. And then the sister was a lawyer. Now, the brother, the bad brother, because, you know, it's always one that's out of control, he came home for the dedication of the property, I believe that's what it was. And that's when all hell broke loose. Okay, this young man was out of control, literally drank, you know, he was considered the bad son. So they found out. You know, as the series goes on, it's a big secret of why he's crazy. So found out that the dad had beat him up real bad after he took the sister on a boat and the sister fell overboard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So after the brother got beat up by the dad, everybody lied. The police got involved. Everybody lied and said he got in a car wreck. I mean, the kids, everybody. The mama had told the kids to tell, this is what you're going to say. Right? So, of course, the brother was, he had a problem. His daddy beat him up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to talk about it in a black household. I'm just going to leave that alone. But the daddy beat him up. So he's mad, angry. He feels entitled to trash everybody's life, to rob everybody, to steal. You know how to do. He's on drugs,
yeah.
You know. So he decides he's going to stay instead of leave after the dedication. I'm going to stay around. So his dad was like, that's up to y'all. Told the kids, that's up to y'all if y'all want him to stay. Right? So the sibling said he could stay, but the sheriff sibling told the dude, now you can't stay because dad said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the bad seed, he starts harassing his dad. You know, so the dad say, here's a check, here's some money. Go do what you want to do, but get out of here. Because at first he was like, hey, it's up to your siblings if you stay. Oh, he harassed the dad so bad, talked to him crazy, gave him hell till he had a heart attack, a stroke or a heart attack, one of them, passed away. Oh, you talking about now the daddy gone? Oh, it's going to be, this dude didn't start selling drugs on the property. You know, he got the boats. He got drugs under the bottom of the boats. He going crazy. So I don't mean to tell y'all all this because you still got to watch it because it's good. So the sheriff brother finds out. Now, he kills the brother because he's mad. Right. He's mad. Oh, I can't believe this. You're going to get the, because, you know, if, yeah, the sheriff. But see, this is, okay, so when they found out he was doing the drug, he was selling the drugs from the business, on the business property, you know, when the feds come in, the feds going to seize everything.
Right.
The business, so they kept it from their mama, and they decided they were going to handle it. So, but the sheriff went out there, called himself going to confront the brother on the side of the beach. The brother started talking crazy, you know. So he just wrapped his little hands around his neck, you know. Took him on up out of here, just in the water, just lost it.
Mm. So
for the rest of the series, it's the siblings covering up stuff to keep everybody from finding out. Yeah, it's crazy. And then this was crazy. So y'all, the brother called the sister and say, "Come quick. I'm at the lake, the sea, the wherever. I'm on the beach. Come quick." Mm-hmm. She shows up. She see the body in the water. This is my thing. Leave the body in the water. I don't mean to help people commit a crime. Leave the body in the water. She decides she's such a genius. Because the brother, the sheriff, he done had a heart attack over in the bushes. She got to get him to the hospital. She called the other brother. Wait a minute. It goes on forever like this. Okay. So she calls the brother, other brother, and say, "I need you to meet me at the hospital, so-and-so. He done had a heart attack, and we need to talk." So they go back. Now, while he in the hospital getting treated, he can't talk. They go back to where the body of their brother is. Now watch what these fools do. They didn't leave him there. They put him in the trunk of the sister's car. Why? Okay. First of all, why did you move the body? Okay. They put him in the trunk of the sister's car. Right? Now, while the brother... So, Lord have mercy. So now the brother's in the trunk of the car. Okay. The fiance of the sister that's a lawyer, right? The smart one that put the body in the trunk.
So-called smart one.
So-called. She's engaged to a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So the police officer is watching them make all these crazy little moves. Now, mind you, now the brother get out the hospital. Let me tell you where they put the body. They put the body on a boat.
That made sense. Not.
With ice in it. They just iced it over, right? Then they drove the boat out to the middle of the water. Now, you took him back to the water anyway. Middle of the water there, blew the boat up.
Really?
The body. Yes! The body floats up on the shore where it was from the get-go. In first place. But this time, now we got to figure out how he got. Girl. Lord have mercy. So the brother, okay. So the sister, I know it's hard to follow, but the sister who's with the fiance who's a cop, right?
Right.
So later on, they keep covering up stuff. They keep covering up stuff. Later on, her fiance then broke up with her because she knows she lying about something and she won't let him in. You know how people get all emotional. Oh, you won't let me all the way in. I don't want to fool with you, whatever. So he started putting two and two together. He watching the sheriff. He saying, "Wait a minute. I know who killed, you know."
Mm-hmm.
So the brother go over to the house because he gets scared and they want to sell out the sheriff. "Oh, we ain't supporting you no more. We're going to save ourselves. You know, you the one killed mm-hmm. him. We didn't kill him." So this fool goes over to the fiance cop's house, right? The cop's whatever. And he's about to confess. Now he's, so the detective say, all right, is something you want to tell me? So before he could get it out there, now he done killed the detective.
What the hell?
He got nervous and killed the detective. Oh, so now, oh God! So now, he got a guilt problem. Now he don't know what to do with himself. So he calls a man that wanted to take his boatyard from him. So he calls him for a favor. So guess what? He gonna take over your boatyard to protect you, and I'm gonna send my homeboy in to clean up this mess for you. I know y'all's like, what? So the man, no, wait a minute. So the man said, okay, meet me back at the house. The cleaner, he says, meet me back at the house because we got to stage this whole thing. So he goes through the motion. He say, now you're going to have to, this is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to say. Then he pulls a gun on the young man and shoots him twice.
Wait,
he said, look, the cleaner shoots the dude. He say, now, when they get here, now this dude bleeding out. He say, when they get here, it's going to look like whoever killed the detective tried to kill you too. And he leaves out and lets him in there bleeding to death.
Then
leaves the phone on top of the brother. Because he bleeding out and calling 911 on the phone. So when the coroner show up, guess who the coroner is?
Who?
The cleaner. The man. Oh, my God. I had to stop watching. Like, I'm waiting before I watch the next season. I think I watched the first season or the second season. I don't know. But I had to stop watching it. Because it made me very anxious. It made me very, very anxious. Made me think at any moment somebody, because the sheriff is at the police station. He's hearing, they'll say something that they found. He'll go fix it. It was girl.
Girl.
Now, then he stands up at the funeral for the detective to give the eulogy.
Mm-mm.
The brother of the, come on. This is deep. It was a lot.
Yeah, it sounds
so,
like a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. If you have bad anxieties, don't watch that, but it's good. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, let me see. So Queen Charlotte was my latest, but I can't talk about it till Zam watch it.
Yeah, well, I should be finished with it by the end of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see what else I got up, because I promise I had to get myself free from the TV. But it was so much good stuff on. Oh, shameless plug again. I will be interviewing Serve. He is a hip-hop gospel artist. We'll be sitting down having a talk tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the My Gospel Soul Network. So y'all make sure y'all tune in. He has an awesome testimony how he was gunned down when he decided to walk away from secular hip-hop and go into gospel hip-hop. He's going to tell the story. Y'all need to make sure you tune in and hear what he got to say. Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
Sir, huh?
All right, y'all. Yeah, he's called Serve. And his new project is called My Worship. So, I'm excited about it. I listen to the track. I love it. And but I'm mostly impressed by his testimony, because for you to be still standing after you shot down, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's deep. So that's cool. And y'all can check out some more stuff on the My Gospel Soul Network. That's mygospelsoul.com. Y'all go there and check it out. Let me see. I can't think of anything else that's memorable. You know, I got some shows, like just little filler shows, like The Lake. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh my God, I didn't watch so many. I think it's a show called Butterfly. Hold on, let me see. I watched that.
And I've seen in passing.
Oh, you saw it on the thingy? On the,
I said it sounds like something I've seen in passing, you know, when I'm scrolling trying to find something to watch.
Exactly. That's what happened. I ran out, and so I had to click on the stuff I was just, oh, I watched and I remember I saw it before, Life of a King. That's with Cuba Gooding Jr., where he was in jail Life of a King. It's when he got out of jail and started a chess house. It was a chess club to keep kids out of trouble, and became very, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
That sounds like it might have been a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I watched The Power. It's good, but I couldn't keep watching it. You know, it didn't pique my, it was good while I was watching it, but when I ain't watching it, it ain't something that I want to just go
hurry up and get. Yeah.
Huh?
I said something you want to hurry up and get back to.
Right. Right, it's just not, you know, but it was good for what it was. And I think it's pushing an agenda. You know, people, like, everything's pushing an agenda, but it is, it is about women who have powers, and men are mad, and they're trying to either weaponize their power or criminalize it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's good. It's just,
yeah.
Oh. Now, I know you watch Beef.
Nope.
Oh, you gotta make this list.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. Okay, I ain't talking about Beef. I'm not gonna talk about it.
Okay.
Not gonna talk about it till you watch it.
I honestly can't tell you anything that I have watched. I really can't.
The movie Luther.
No.
What's the other one? I know you saw the last John Wick, this last one.
I haven't watched it yet.
I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah.
Murder Mystery.
No. Now, John Wick, that's definitely going to be, you know, I'm definitely watching it. I just haven't taken the time to do it yet.
Okay.
The original that with Ariel and Under the Sea, and the it was a cartoon. I never watched that one, but I'm gonna watch the one that comes out with. Well, I'm not going to the movie theater to watch it, just when it comes out, when it's available.
Yeah.
on the platforms that we have available, then I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Because I got to see it. Now, I just went and watched Super Mario Brothers. I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it. I loved it. And I really watched it because I wanted to hear Peaches, 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 Peaches. I wanted to hear that. But, because, you know, Joe Black.
Yeah.
So, I had to. I had to do it.
One of my favorite actors.
Girl, I gotta get you. I gotta wait till you commit to one of them.
Well,
so
I'm in the process of Queen
Charlotte right
now. Huh? So I said I'm in the process of Queen Charlotte right now. So
yeah, Queen Charlotte. Can. Yeah, okay. Cause we got to talk about some stuff for Queen Charlotte. I'll be talking
I will,
to strangers about
I will,
Queen Charlotte.
I will say this much. I don't know how I would have survived back then if a man had control over me and my life as much as the men had control over their sisters and their female family members that they were left in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would be quite a few, you know, like kind of like in the beginning of Woman King when that girl's dad bought that old man there for her, you know, just gonna sell her off to him. Yeah, it would have been a whole bunch. They would have been turning me in to handing me over to some nun at a monastery.
Huh, exactly. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I was like, ain't that slavery though? Trading for land and cattle and prestige. Come on now.
Or political reasons.
Yeah. And then, without going into it, and then trying to, being groomed. You groomed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I can't. I almost said something, but I can't. You know, because they call it duty. Let me say that.
Right.
They call it your duty. You know, get there. And do your duty. Oh, my God. Which brings me to the conversations. You know, we're still in the conversations about relationships. Why people are single. Huh?
You said conversation about what?
About relationships.
Uh-huh.
Why a woman don't have a man and why and a woman feeling like she don't need one. That conversation is so dead to me. But people still in it.
Yeah, well, that's because that's because people always have an opinion. Whether it has anything to do with them or not, they think they have an opinion that they speak on it. So it will forever be an object of a conversation, if you call it that.
And I just don't understand. Like, I was listening to this lady saying that she was basically saying when she marries, her life will be her husband. Like, her career and all of that doesn't matter anymore. It's all about her husband. I said, you're going to be disappointed. She was like, why you say that? I said, I'm just telling you the truth. We can't be your everything.
because you're going to be
right.
disappointed. You're going to resent him for it when you need to resent yourself because you wanted it, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And why would you marry someone that wants you to give up your whole identity anyway?
Yep. Not just part of it.
Sure. She's like, I can't believe you said that. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to understand. You're a pastor. I said, yeah. I said, yes, I'm a preacher. And I've been asked to stop preaching by a man. And therefore, I'm single.
Yeah.
So y'all better listen to John Legend. All of me loves all of you. That's all of them. Get yourself together.
Yep.
What's up, girl? Oh. In case y'all wondering, or if it's, y'all hearing a lot of noise, it's because I am washing clothes and talking to y'all. How about that? Let's see. So what we'll do, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll definitely get into this Jamie Foxx thing. And I don't know if y'all heard of Eric Mays, but I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. So we'll let Yoshi bark, but we'll be right back. Let me see who we're going to play. Yeah. Boom.
Your eyes when I hit more,
heart's pumping so hard.
I'm back.
I'm back. That was Billy Cook, superstar. Zam, you there? Hello? Well, we're back on the air. And there she is.
Yes, yeah. Here I am. I muted it for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to not so much talk about Jamie Foxx, but a lot of people, you know, start thinking about what he was going through or what they thought or think he was going through and his impact on music, on television, you know, and how big of a loss that would be.
Yeah.
I know I thought about it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know. But I think people don't realize, you know, until might be happening. Because I know I thought about it. Like, man. Ooh. And I think they played a lot of Jamie Foxx stuff, you know, in Living Color, when you played Wanda.
Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. Ray Charles was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then I also watched the movie where he was the cellist who I think he was bipolar or schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Actually lived on the street. Yeah, that one was good. That one and Ray Charles were my two favorite of all of his work. Hello?
Yeah, he's a powerful actor.
Yeah.
Powerful. I always say that if I watch a movie and I cry or I get some
emotional,
you know,
mm-hmm.
feelings from it,
right.
It's going to jump on me. Oh, yeah, I just, especially that movie with the cello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't see him in that. You know, it was like he disappeared into the role.
Yeah.
Nuppy baby. Yeah. It's like he disappeared into the role. And you really, it's just like Ray Charles, like when you, because you can still see his face. Anytime you see Ray Charles or Jamie Foxx, is like a role he can't escape if he wanted to.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yep, that is true.
But to me, even in his comedy, I guess you could say it's, because it's a lot of comics that are not celebrated enough, or I guess you could say don't get as much credit as they should, you know.
Right.
And, like, I didn't know that Richard Pryor could sing and that he opened up for, who is it he opened up for? For Nina Simone. You know, at first I thought they were joking, but I'm talking about like a serious singer. He was opening up for people. I was like, you know, you just never know.
Yeah,
it was amazing to me. Amazing.
See, now I'm going to have to look that up because I didn't know he could sing either. I'm going to have to find some video footage.
Yeah. Yeah, and they said that in an interview with Nina Simone, she told everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how he, she said at first, when he first saw it, he was shaking like a leaf because he was so nervous.
Yeah. But once he got comfortable, I couldn't believe it. You know how you just glance at a video for a few minutes? I watched the whole I watched the whole video because I could not believe. And it's a young Richard Pryor. But it should be a link on my page because I shared it. Yeah, it's just, it was just a thought, you know, because like I say, we don't know what actually happened with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey. She off the chain tonight. She mad because I didn't take her outside. She'll have to get over it. Trying to find my quota. So, oh man. So Sam Phillipson, what's coming up? What you do? What's going on with the business?
Right now, we're getting ready for. We have a basketball tournament that we're getting ready for. That's going to be on June 3rd in Linden, Texas, at Linden Kildare High School. My brother has one every year. Our brother has one every year there. And so we'll have our booth set up with all of our merch, and we'll have some T-shirts for the event. And then June 17th will be in Houston because we have our family gathering that weekend, and we'll let's see. We won't really be doing too much then, but then we have one of my daughters. Well, I say one of my daughters. We're all getting together, but she initiated it, a pop-up in our hometown. So we're getting ready for that. Now, we're just taking pre-orders and everything for T-shirts for both events. And other than that, we're just getting ready for family reunion T-shirts and, you know, birthday party T-shirts and all of these different events. We have groups that are traveling, like a group of girlfriends that are going places, or just a traveling group, you know, people that take trips every summer and T-shirts for them and stuff. So we're moving right along as far as the production side of everything. We're not really doing anything on that end right now. We're really just focusing on BKZ Clothing, which you can find us at bkzclothing.com. And, of course, if you have any questions or anything, if anyone has any questions, they can reach us at bkzclothing@outlook.com. Just shoot us an email with any questions you may have, and we'll get right back with you.
Sounds good to me. And listen, you know, I don't know if you have any specials or got any discounts going on or for like family reunion, you know, you got anything, you know.
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment. We're working on some things, but we don't have any kind of specials or anything at the moment. And, of course, in any situation, the more you purchase, the less the items are. So just keep that in mind because when you decide whatever it is that you want to have on your shirt, you know, we have to actually get that put in a certain format in order for it to be, in order for a vinyl to be printed, to be put on the shirt. So it's just the more shirts you purchase, the cheaper the situation, the cheaper the items are. For right now, that's as far as discounts go, that's the best that we have right now.
Now,
but, you
does
know,
it also
it's just going to change? Each situation is different. So,
so now, does it also go by how many colors or what? Or you don't have that issue?
If you have, and we did that with the family reunion last year. It was one family reunion, but there were like 12 different offspring from the grandparents had 12 children, and each child, or 11 children, and each child had a different color for their family. When you start getting into things like that, yeah, it's gonna cost way more. But just for, you know, if everybody has the same color, there can be multiple colors in the vinyl. There's not an extra charge per color in the vinyl. No, that's not what that is. It's as far as specifying, you know, Jim and his family had light blue. James and his family had royal blue. Cynthia and her family had a teal color, you know, and then there's like two different shades of oranges. So it just got kind of convoluted. And we got it done. Everything's complete. But it just takes more time to get all of that done. But as far as the colors in the vinyl, there's no individual color for that. It's just your design. Just get us the design and we'll get the rest done.
Yep, that makes sense. That makes sense because we all know that we can get outrageous. We can get outrageous.
Yeah.
We can go a little too far.
And by all means, as much as I would love to do it, you can't call us 2 weeks before an event and want your like 30 shirts. That's not how that works. As soon as you know about
that's
your event,
ridiculous.
You know, give us a call and we'll let you know what the time frame is going to be for us to get that done. And we'll let you know, okay, yeah, sure, we can go ahead and get this done for you. And if not, then we can refer you to someone else if it's something that you need right away. That way you can go ahead and get it done. But just be reasonable.
Makes sense. Well, we've had a good show. It's down to the wire. We had a good show. Good show.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words, then, before we wrap up tonight?
I would like to say that I don't know what our demographic is. I don't know who mostly listens to us, but for all of you who do listen, just pass the word to your family and take heed to it yourselves. Things are happening a lot sooner now. People are getting sick at younger ages. Things that used to happen to the elderly are now happening to the middle age, and things that usually happen in the middle age are happening in younger adults. So just be mindful, keep up with your family and whatever medical stuff they have going on, you know, have things done. Get your yearly checkups. Men, get your prostates checked. Women, anything, get your yearly physical with your pap smear and your breast exams, and do your own breast exams yourself. Just be mindful that, you know, and I know when we're young, we think, you know, we don't think we're invincible, but we just don't think about medical situations at all. You know, it's not that we think we're invincible. It's just, you know, oh, I'll take care of that when, you know, when I'm in 25. Well, then you look up in your 30 and it's like you haven't done anything. You haven't had the correct, I don't know, tests done or things done that you should do. So just keep up with all of that. And
and don't shrug it off.
And just if something is wrong or something's going on with your body that's not normal, just check into it. And if you go to a doctor and they say, well, we don't see anything, okay, go to somebody else. Keep changing doctors until you find someone who's going to listen to you and say, okay, well, let's look into this. You know, so just be mindful and make sure you have all of your checkups done and start your children at a young age, you know, valuing their health, you know. So
that's true.
That's my end for today.
Because a lot of things can be caught early, you know, lot of things. And we don't want to think about those things, but we have to. Hopefully I'll be able to get, I'm thinking about bringing on a guest to talk about life insurance and
uh-huh.
talk about that. Well, we love you. It's been real. It's been real, real. Make sure y'all get into Queen Charlotte, because we will be talking about it on the next show. Y'all have a great night.